All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Kavarga podcast. My name is Dr. Kavarga. In this episode, I'm going to review WandaVision Season 1, Episode 3. It's called Now in Color. It's the third episode of the American television miniseries WandaVision, based on the Marvel Comics characters Wanda Maximoff, a.k.a. Scarlet Witch, and Vision. It follows the couples. They try to conceal their powers while living in an idyllic 1970s suburban life in the town of Westview. The episode is set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, sharing continuity with the films of the franchise. It's written by Meg McDonald and directed by Matt Shackman. Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany star in respective roles as Wanda Maximoff and Vision in the film series. And this episode was based on sitcoms of the 70s, such as Brady Bunch and Good Times. The third episode was released on Disney Plus on January 22nd, 2021. All right, so let me go into this. If you don't want to hear the plot, I'm going to start talking about it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, during what appears to be the 1970s, Wanda and Vision have Dr. Nielsen examine Wanda, who has suddenly become visibly pregnant. Dr. Nielsen gives Wanda a clean bill of health and leaves for a vacation to Bermuda with his wife. While Vision sees Nielsen out, he sees his neighbor Herb cut through the concrete walls separating the driveways. The couple builds a new room for the baby and debates on what to name the baby, with Wanda favoring to name the baby Tommy, while Vision wants to name it Billy. Wanda's pregnancy accelerates rapidly, and she begins experiencing Braxton Hicks contractions before going into labor for real. All the while, her powers go haywire, causing her to accidentally generate an energy surge that shuts down the power to the entire town. While Vision rushes to get Dr. Nielsen, Wanda is visited by Geraldine. Wanda tries to hide her pregnancy from Geraldine, but fails, and then gives birth to twins with Geraldine's assistance. Vision sees Dr. Nielsen off, who implies that the vacation with his wife was an attempt to escape from Westview. At a return to the house, Vision catches Agnes and Herb gossiping and interrupts him. They ask Vision about Geraldine and attempt to tell him something about her, but Agnes stops Herb when he stutters repetitively that she came here because Wanda interrogates Geraldine, who reveals... After she reveals she knows Ultron killed Wanda's twin brother, Pietro. Wanda notices a pendant has a sword emblem. Vision returns to find Geraldine has disappeared, and Wanda says she had to run home. Geraldine is cast out of the wall of TV static outside of Westview as sword agents surround her. And for those of you who don't know, sword is in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's related to S.H.I.E.L.D., and it stands for Sentient Weapon Observation and Response Division, and it's an intelligence operation, and it deals with outer space or non-Earth issues and threats. And a commercial during the WandaVision program advertises a Hydra Soak bath powder. Okay, this is awesome. It brings up much more questions than answers. First, we got sword involved. We don't know what is going on with that. We know Geraldine is related to Captain Marvel. The ending is just crazy. It's like a Twilight Zone episode. It's freaking nuts. And it like sets up like what's really going on. And I love it. I can't wait to find out what's going on with this. I think they're like in like some sort of like... trance or something, like maybe Doctor Strange or somebody's gonna like come in and like save the day, or like they gotta escape from it, or there's some sort of alien presence causing it. Who knows? But yeah, great stuff. Two thumbs way up. I highly recommend it. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one. Kings of Dark Crowns podcast recording again at some point in 2021 with a new name, new host, new everything. It'll be back at some point. Probably have to pin. The pandemic, everybody gets their vaccines and whatnot, so like everybody's not all like paranoid, guests included. And Dr. Kavarga podcast will be recording between 3 to 5 times a week on the channel. It's gonna be good year. It's gonna be a good year, I think. So yeah, I'll keep doing the shows here on the channel. Just keep it going until we can bring the talk shows back. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one. Stay inside. Stay safe. Mask up, be kind, and keep on doing what you're doing. Peace and love, peace. Have a good one.